If I can just get a couple of quotes again, Andre, for Diverse FM. First of all, a hat-trick for you this afternoon. I mean, how good a feeling is that for you? I think it's second or third for you in your career?
Second, I think. I think the first one was Hyde. And, yeah, it's brilliant. That's what I come here to do. It's my job. And as long as I don't get carried away and do a job for the team, don't matter who scores, it could have been Benno today. And still come away with 3 points, it don't make a difference as long as we keep winning.
And it was a bit like the Nuneaton game last season, where the first 45 minutes, albeit longer last season, you sort of frustration, but three goals in the second half, I mean, that was a great 45 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, the first half was always going to be one way or the other. We ever come out of the blocks flying like we did against Alfred, or we don't. I think they had a game last week, and you could probably tell that little bit, there's that little bit sharper. And, well, I wouldn't even say sharper, I just think that little bit of quality was lacking in the final third. I think I've had a few chances to cross here, and it's just a bit, got a bit frustrating, but the fans stuck with us. We knew what we could do, and we just needed a goal to break the deadlock, and that was it, really.
Mark touched on it with the unbeaten record, 20 games now. I mean, I know, looking back, you probably don't think too much of it, but it must mean a lot that you're involved in a squad that has broken a club record over 120-odd years of history, and you've been involved in a team that's broken that record.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great feeling. Obviously, when you look back, I think, looking at that board there, we beat Norwich this time last year, and that's another record we broke. And it's obviously good, but it only matters at the end of the season, really. We could do that now, and if we don't get promoted, then no one remembers that.
Now, the way you're talking, when we don't get promoted and the like, you're talking about being here at Luton Town. Obviously, the January transfer window, your player like yourself has been linked with other clubs in the past. What are your thoughts on Luton Town and your future here?
Oh, it's a brilliant club. I've always been happier since I signed here, and had a chance to go to a few other clubs before I come here, and I've made the right choice. And I've got no intention of leaving, especially in the January window. Obviously, in the situation we are, I've got great friends here. The whole team's behind me. We're all behind each other. And there's only one place I want to be at the moment, and until I do my job, then I ain't got nothing else to think about.
So you're looking forward to be with the Hatters. You're also up there in the top goal scoring charts as well. Everything is going so well. What's changed in your time of being here at Luton Town that puts us in the position that we're in now?
I just think it's just a level of consistency, and try not to change much. I think the gaffer's got everyone working hard. Everyone knows it's a tight rope. We've got to win games, and if it means you're not having the best of games and you have to get pulled and someone else does a job, then so be it. It's football, and there's no favourites here. Everyone's got to play their part and work hard, and if we keep working hard, then not everyone's going to have the best of games, but as long as we've got that work ethic, then nothing's going to stop us.
And with 7,000 fans behind you each home game, that makes a hell of a difference as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. They're fantastic, and they stick behind us. They could have easily got frustrated. Probably last year, probably got booed off at half-time, but no, they understand what we're in, and then they understand that they can be our 12th man at times, and it showed today.
Lovely. Thank you very
Cheers.
Much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.